This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at thebucketlistretreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travellers, adventurers and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Hello everyone, good day and welcome to Travel Talk. Thank you for joining us today on the eWomen Radio Network. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy of Bucket List Retreats. Have you ever wanted to go on a pilgrimage? Time off to search through your mind as you challenge your body and reach deep into your soul? Many people before us have done this very thing. And even today, in places like the Camino Santiago in Spain, they continue to pilgrimage. Today, our guest, Kara Andershock, is joining us to share the pilgrimage she is leading there in September. I knew this deeply connected energy healer's journey would be one that you would want to hear about. Welcome, Kara, to Travel Talk.
Hi, Kelly.
Kara, we're going to get to know you a bit just by learning about your trip this fall to the Camino Santiago in Spain. This has been a dream of mine and tops on my bucket list since the early 90s. When is the trip and how many days?
Yeah, the trip is September 11th through the 22nd, 2016, and it's 12 days and 11 nights.
Okay, so plenty of time to fit in this hike or this pilgrimage. How hard is the hiking schedule?
Well, we'll be walking the last 100 kilometers, which is 61 miles of the French Way from Sarria to Santiago de Compostela in Spain. And we'll be walking approximately 7 to 12 miles per day. It's actually the easier portion of the El Camino, and it's rated 3 of 5 on the strenuous scale.
Okay, and in talking to you about this trip, you had mentioned to me that this will give you a kind of the badge of achievement for the Camino Santiago, is that correct?
Well, you do qualify for the Pilgrim Passport.
Okay.
So each day you have to get your Pilgrim Passport stamped twice from local businesses, churches, hotels along the way to prove that you've walked from Sarria to Santiago de Compostela.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I can imagine going into town and meeting the restaurateurs, going into the hotels, getting your stamps each day would be a great daily accomplishment.
One of the key parts of this journey is really to be present with yourself and to notice, you know, how you treat yourself in life is probably going to show up for you during this walk to be healed. Some of the examples might be, do you push yourself too hard? Do you listen to your body? Are you judgmental or critical of yourself? Are you impatient with yourself and demand perfection? We'll be able to look at those and see what comes up for you. Part of my healing work would be to work with individuals to see if they can find a more kind and gentler version for themselves.
I just think that sounds beautiful and such a great way to accomplish something so big.
And also, Kelly, you know, to have no judgment, to call a cab from, you know, the town where you're having lunch to the next hotel if you can't make it. You know, it's about having this deep connection and self-compassion to really love yourself on this trip, you know, and it's a journey and not a destination. So I'm just going to really encourage everyone to take it all in and to listen to their body and allow this to be a time for themselves to gain fierce clarity about different areas of their lives.
Well, that sounds perfect, and I would think if anyone had any fear of not being able to make it, just knowing that all of the things that you've just said, you're going to actually work with them on the doubts that they might be having, and give them the freedom to dive into whatever pops up for them. As far as a pilgrimage, this just to me sounds like a perfect way to go about it. Where do you fly into, and is there much travel after that?
Well, we fly directly into Santiago de Compostela, and I will have transportation shuttle there waiting to take you to the first hotel. And I've also hired a travel liaison, Alish, who will be happy to help you book your flights and to find the best deal for you. I've also hired a private guide who will be walking the Camino with us during the pilgrimage, and he'll be available to answer questions about the history. And he will also be making sure our bags are at the next hotel, and just to assist with any other land logistics.
That's great. So we're not hauling bags on our backs as we walk along the trail, and we have someone who's taking care of them for us. That couldn't be any more perfect.
Yeah, there's no schlepping of bags. We'll just have our we'll just have our day packs, you know, with your water, your camera,
sure.
Maybe a light jacket. Yeah,
and
what you need for that day.
Sorry. And to know, and to have a liaison to who knows the area and knows the history, I think that sounds perfect. Also, one of my favorite things to do when I get to a new city is to hire a guide and at least get the lay of the land. So you have one walking with you. That is perfect.
Right. Throughout the whole pilgrimage, he'll be walking right beside us.
Awesome. And tell us about the accommodations.
Well, we'll be starting and ending the journey at 5-star hotels. We will also have top-notch accommodations along the way with private bathrooms. The first 5-star hotel is the Parador in Santiago de Compostela, and it's located right on the square across from the cathedral. Absolutely breathtaking. Mm-hmm. And the last hotel is also a 5-star Real and Chateau luxury property called A Quinta de Agua. And it's situated in the countryside near the Saar River. And it is absolutely beautiful.
When did you first discover this trail?
Wow. It's been on my bucket list as well for many, many years. Historically, it was a Catholic pilgrimage to the remains of St. James, who is one of Jesus' disciples. But over the years, it's evolved. It's expanded into a pilgrimage that people go on just to get the answers that they need, to soul search, to gain fierce clarity about something in their life. You know, what I see in my healing practice, that the leading cause of disease is actually stress. People are always so busy that they don't even have time to think. They're pulled in many directions. And with this retreat, this pilgrimage, I wanted to create a space for people to get clear on what it is that they want in life. You know, before you can make any changes in your life, you have to pay attention to your longings and discontent. You know, there's a gap between the life you're living now and what you truly want in your life to be happy and at peace. During the walk each day, I'm going to offer up key areas in your life to contemplate. The first day of walking is going to be a reflection on how far you've come in life, many from humble beginnings to now. The following days will contemplate self-care, health and well-being, relationships, career, creative expression, and also your connection with the divine. There are two ways of creating, either by design or by default. In order for us to create the life we love living, you need to be clear on what it is you do want. When you think about it, you know, there's a bolt of fabric. And this bolt of fabric could be a shirt, a tablecloth, a scarf, curtains, an apron, etc. But not until you put a pattern on it can it become what you want. And I think the same thing happens in life. And this pilgrimage is giving us a chance to really get clear on what it is that we want in those key domains that I just mentioned.
Tara, this trip sounds so amazing. You have put it together beautifully. It is the type of trip that I highly recommend, knowing that you will come home a transformed person, a happier person whose light is really shining bright. When we get back, we'll learn more about Tara and why she's the energy healer you want on your trail.
Are you a retreat leader? Bring your tribe and visit us at the camp on Lake Muskoka in Ontario, Canada. A beautiful, serene, spiritual place guaranteed to make your guests feel safe and comfortable. Opening July 2017, we are taking bookings now at www.thecamp.ca. Contact me, Louise, to join our Facebook group to tell us about your favorite or not so favorite retreat venue experiences. We are asking leaders from all over the world to give us feedback so we can give you exactly what you need. Plus, if you participate, you could win 3 free days with us on your first retreat booking. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit #1 bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com. and become a partner in your healthcare.
History is not just in books. It's all around us, in our roads, our communities, and our songs. Hi, I'm Cecilia Otto with An American Songline. Come on a musical odyssey with me through my book and CD, An American Songline, A Musical Journey Along the Lincoln Highway, available on iTunes and Amazon or on my website at www.americansongline.net. See you on the road!
Hi, everybody. This is Jennifer Lau, and I'd love to invite you to check out The Oasis. It's a weekly support experience, a mini retreat to live and create with no holding back. We use journaling, meditation, poetry, all kinds of cool things to help you live your life with more joy, more flow, and more intention. Check it out. It's jenniferloudon.com/oasis. See you there.
This year at Bucket List Retreats, we are featuring women's retreats in Tulum, Mexico, Portland, Oregon, Marrakesh, Morocco, and our co-ed adventure to Machu Picchu, Peru. Go to bucketlistretreats.com. Join our travel club for inside tips, fun travel conversation, and freebies only available in email. Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
Welcome back to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy, and I am so pleased today to be joined by Kara Andershock. Kara offers a free ebook on her website, journeystothesacred.com. Go there and check it out. Kara, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Kelly.
Before the break, you were telling us all about the pilgrimage you were leading this fall in Spain on the El Camino Santiago de Compostela. Is that correct? Is that how you say the whole name?
Absolutely. Good job.
Now I would like our listeners to get to know you. And if you don't mind, I'll toot your horn for just a moment and let everyone know that Kara is classically trained in anatomy, physiology, psychology, and chemistry, and worked in the pharmaceutical world for years. But when your partner sought treatment for advancing MS, you were led to the world of alternative medicine. Can you tell us about that, what you discovered in yourself, and how that led you to becoming an energy healer?
My journey to the sacred started in 2006 when I realized that underneath my seemingly successful life, I was in tremendous pain. but I didn't know why until I took my own journeys to the sacred. I'd done everything that I was supposed to do, graduated college, scored the corporate job at a major pharmaceutical company that I worked for them for 20 years with great benefits, six-figure salary, bonuses, stock options, built a beautiful custom dream home, jetted off to exotic vacations, and was committed to a long-term relationship. But I felt trapped and empty inside and lost. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was walking with my partner, who was experiencing advanced systems of multiple sclerosis and was not responding to traditional medicines anymore. And so we started looking at alternative therapies and holistic modalities to deal with her symptoms and overall healing. You know, like most people growing up in the Midwest, I believe that traditional Western medicine was the only way to go. You know, you went to the doctor, you got medications, and that was the only way to get better. Yet in this scenario, we'd already explored that and it wasn't working anymore. So we took a leap of faith and decided to try alternative healers and different types of holistic medicine. And so we started going to acupuncturists, chiropractor, cranial sacral therapists, spiritual healers, energy healers, and shamans. And when I was in that and a part of it, I knew that that was my calling, that there was something that lit up for me in working with energy, energy healing, spiritual healing, the shamanic work. And so I totally jumped off the road of expectation and obligations onto a journey of self-discovery. And it was a path of deep internal healing for myself. And it went hand in hand then with me walking away from my soulless job, an unfulfilling life, and yes, even my relationship. Mm-hmm. And so, as you can imagine, that took a lot of courage to step out of all of that, all of the known into the unknown. One night, I was lying in bed, and I was woken up by this voice that came through loud and clear, and it said, "What is it that you want?" And, I mean, I'm getting chills just saying it again. And it's the simplest yet most profound question I had ever heard, you know, but I didn't know how to answer it. I had always followed what I thought I was supposed to do, you know, never considering I had a choice in it. You know, I didn't even know where to begin, where to start. Yet this simple question bought me a ticket on the bullet train of awakening. At that point, I attended Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which is a world-renowned healing school that's a four-year program. I became a Reiki master teacher, studying under William Lee Rand. I became an ordained interfaith minister, and I'm currently in the third year of a shaman program. I became a certified dream builder coach, and I have a healing practice in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And I can imagine that this has fixed that empty shell you were talking about.
Absolutely. You know, these profound and transformative experiences, you know, allowed me to get in touch with myself, my core feelings, my emotions, you know, that I had suppressed for so long. Like, I didn't even know who I was. And going through this transformation process, I was able to let go of all the pressure and expectations that I had for myself and started being true to my own needs and my own wants. And also by exploring beliefs about myself and how the world worked to uncover the truth of who I really was. And by accepting my humanness, my imperfections, and learning to love myself right where I was, I was able to transform them and heal from the inside out.
And since then, you've been on a few spiritual retreats and travels. Can you tell us about those and what you thought about how you can assist others on going on that type of travel.
Yeah, I've traveled to many places around the world with both small and large groups. And when I go on these trips, I've paid very close attention to what I liked about the trip, the itinerary, the accommodations, the trip leader, and how they handled the group and themselves. And also I made notes of what did not work for me. And I wanted to make this trip an amazing trip where people can relax and rest assured that things are taken care of on their behalf. You know, even my corporate job of working for the pharmaceutical industry prepared me for this because I led teams all over the world to evaluate companies.
Wow. And fortuitous. I mean, you had no idea then what you would be doing now. Yet, sure, of course, that makes perfect sense that those that had to give you tremendous experience.
The other thing that for me, I used to beat myself up because I took 6 years to graduate from college. And yet, if I look back at, you know, my majors, they're perfectly aligned to what I do right now as a healer, right? The anatomy and physiology,
right.
The chemistry, the psychology, you know, it's perfect, you know. It's so interesting how the universe knows exactly what it's doing and preparing you when you're not even, when you don't even realize it. And as a healer, coach, teacher, interfaith minister, I feel well qualified to meet the people where they are with love and compassion. I understand the need for balance mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And on this journey, I'll be there to support my clients along the way.
So that sounds great. Along with your guide, you're going to be well taken care of on where you're going physically and with Kara, where you're going mentally. And I can imagine that people that go on this journey with you are going to have that those same type of realizations. You have some other great travels on your event page. What are your plans for Peru and Bali?
Peru will be June 2017. We'll be in Lima, Cusco, Sacred Valley, Machu Picchu, Lake Titicaca, working daily with an Andean shaman, doing healing work and ceremonies each day. Then Bali is going to be April 2018, and we'll be embracing the spiritual culture there, communing with the divine through meditation and sacred ceremonies at the temples.
Thank you, Kara Andershock, for joining us here on Travel Talk today. Links are in the description below if you would like to join Kara in Spain this fall or seek her out on her website for her energy healing sessions or her Dream Builder coaching.
And speaking of travel, summer is upon us and a lot of you have travel plans. I just wanted to make sure that you've stopped over at bucketlistretreats.com and joined Travel Club. Travel Club is like a book club for travel. You know how when you read a really good book and you want to share it with others, discuss it, dissect it, Travel Club is exactly the same thing. We want to travel to see the world. We want to anticipate going to places that are often on most people's bucket list. We want to go there as thoughtful travelers, immersing ourselves as best we can in the culture during our time there. We want to have fulfilling, exciting, and adventurous trips, and we want to get back and talk about it and look forward to the next trip. We are looking for anyone that fits that bill, even if you have never traveled before. If it is in your heart, we want you in our club. If you have traveled every day of your life, why, of course, we want you and your expertise in our club. If you want to figure out how to become a world traveler, please join the club. In my travels, I have found that going with others and experiencing their joy is so very rewarding. At Travel Club, you do not need to be invited to join. Simply sign up at bucketlistretreats.com And when you do, we will send you in an email our PDF 5-day trip planner. You can use it every time you go out of town. Simply print out your new trip planner the moment you know you're about to go on a trip, and you will have everything you need at your fingertips. Most people already print out a lot of information to take on their trips, like their hotel reservation or their car rental reservation. And when you print out your 5-day trip planner, simply fold it in half and it becomes your folder to hold all of the documents that you are going to acquire between the day you decide to go on that trip and the day you return. You're going to keep it all in this little folder and set it on your desk or your kitchen counter, whatever works out great for you. It really turns you into a travel expert with the confidence of knowing if you're ready or not. That's right, you just print it out, glance it over, or fill it out, and you will know if you're ready for that trip or what you still need to do. And like I mentioned, it doubles as a folder to hold all of those travel documents. I know a lot of us today have a travel app on our phone. I have quite a few of them. But when I travel out of the country, my phone acts up. When I got to Madrid, it wouldn't even turn on, and I had left my travel documents, including the map of the area, which I needed because my apartment was on a car-free zone, and I had to find somewhere to get out of the van with six others and all of our luggage that was close to the apartment that the driver could take us to. So this trip planner really would have been handy, and I decided right then and there that my list of things to take on a trip was turning into so much more. So you print it out, fold it in half, it becomes your folder for the rest of the trip. And on the outside, it covers it all, from your flights, your hotel, your car rental, your to-do before the trip, your packing list, your calendar while on the trip, all on one little form. So pop over to bucketlistretreats.com, join Travel Club, and we will get an email off to you immediately with that PDF. Included in that email is a direct link to our private Facebook group. In the group, we have great discussions on travel. Of course, we're on social media, so look for us also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our new YouTube channel. I have a video I'm about to post of our most recent retreat in Tulum, Mexico. It was beautiful. And I'm also working on a live demonstration of how to print out your 5-day trip planner and put it to use for you on every trip that you're taking, whether it's 5 days or longer. Until then, this is Kelly Morgan Murley signing off. Bon voyage!